Você está ouvindo o podcast Marketing pela Internet Tarde da Noite, com o seu apresentador, Mark Mason. Construa o seu negócio pela internet, uma noite por vez.
Episode 54. You get to win right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dream's burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night. At a time.
You're listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, building internet businesses one night at a time. And now, here's your host, Mark Mason.
All right. Well, you know, the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast is kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So that intro was in Portuguese. Now, how cool was that? And that's from my good friend, Cesar Abid, who is the host of the Construction Industry Podcast over at constructionindustrypodcast.com. We hang out together in the podcast mastermind, which is Cliff's mastermind program over at podcastmastermind.com. And that's just, I mean, Portuguese is just amazing sounding. So thank you very much for that, Cesar. And then my good friend Tim over at the Awesome Podcast just sent me that guitar rendition. That's his personal rendition of the late night internet marketing theme song. Just him and his guitar. I was just totally blown away by that. That just showed up in my inbox. And I think you guys know I was on the Awesome Podcast a couple of months ago. It's really fantastic. If you have not had a chance to check out Tim's podcast, be sure and go over to theawesomepodcast.com and check it out. He has the most amazing guests over there. And that's just really worth your time to check out. Speaking of amazing guests, my win of the week this week was an email from Dan Miller over at 48days.net, and he will be coming to us to talk about how to find your passion. He's excited about being on the show. He's super crazy busy right now, so I wasn't able to schedule him until June, but he will be on the show in June, and he's looking forward to coming on the show. So we're really excited about Dan coming on the show. That's going to be great. Tonight, I have for you some excellent content, and I want to start right off with a listener feedback question where we're trying to decide how to get started online. Now, this particular voicemail is from Joe Webb in Kansas City. If you've never been to Kansas City, they have some amazing barbecued ribs there. Highly recommended. Joe's not calling to talk about ribs, though. He's calling to talk about internet marketing. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hey, Mark, this is Joe Webb in Kansas City. I just want to say that I love your podcast and your blog. It's really given me the boost that I need to get moving with my online business. I've been in the IT world for years, but I'm new to online business. My end goal is to have multiple niche sites, affiliate sites, and my own tech support blog. I've been listening to the SPI, Late Night IM, and Internet Business Mastery podcast, but I guess I'm struggling with a little bit of information overload and a case of the analysis paralysis. I'm not sure where to begin. I'd like to start with the quickest way to learn the business so I can generate traffic and monetize it while keeping costs down. So I was wondering which keyword research tool is the best, and should I start with any programs like Internet Business Mastery Academy, Forever Affiliate, or Microsite Profits? I look forward to hearing your feedback, and keep up the great work.
All right, man. So thank you, Joe, for that awesome email voicemail through SpeakPipe. So if you're interested in leaving me an incredibly high quality voice message like that, which I would very much personally appreciate, you can reach me at latenightim.com/feedback and tell me all your hopes and dreams and let me know what I can do to help. But Joe's got some really good questions, and there's two of them here. There's two kind of general questions. One is, there's three courses that I talk about that I personally think are fantastic. There's the Microsite Profits course from the guys over at Internet Business Mastery. That essentially teaches you the fundamentals of internet marketing through building AdSense sites. Although that whole thing that they teach over there is scalable to authority sites and affiliate marketing and everything else that you want to do. And I got started building AdSense sites. So that's something that resonates with me quite a bit. There's Forever Affiliate, which, as you know very well, I'm going through right now. In fact, we're going to get a little update on where I am with the Forever Affiliate course today. I've been making a lot of progress with that, and I'm very impressed with that. In the Forever Affiliate program, you're essentially focused on making mini sites similar to microsite profits, but the target is really products that affiliate products that pay high commissions. And so that's a little different than AdSense. In the microsite profits course, you're typically targeting keywords that are about areas or topics. And in the Forever Affiliate course, you're targeting keywords that are about products. But fundamentally, those two courses are very similar, and they both involve the creation of mini sites. The other course that Joe mentioned, as we've talked about before, is the Internet Business Mastery Academy. And I was a charter member of the Internet Business Mastery Academy. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. And if you think if you see yourself as a guy like Caesar Abid, who introduced the podcast, who wants to be the voice, the podcasting voice of the entire construction industry, and is trying to establish yourself, he's trying to establish himself as an expert there. If you see yourself doing that in a niche and wanting to build a website and a web presence and perhaps a podcast and other kinds of media to establish yourself as an authority in your niche, then Internet Business Mastery is definitely for you. If you're just getting started, that can be a lot to bite off. I love the Internet Business Mastery Academy. It is set up for beginners. You can make it through there, but it's a long and winding road. And so sometimes it can be better to start off with something a little easier to bite off. And that's exactly why Jeremy and Jason created Microsite Profits, to create that. My advice to you is to read the sales pages of both courses. I know both people very well. I know people that have been in both courses. I know some people that have actually done both courses. I've been through both courses. I think they're both very solid. They teach internet marketing fundamentals. I think you should pick the one that matches your price point and your interests. If you like the idea of promoting particular products and, investing time in researching products and writing good content for the web around products, Forever Affiliate is definitely for you. If you like the idea of talking more about topics of interest and monetizing those topics with automated ad programs like AdSense, which you can certainly expand upon later, Microsite Profits may be for you. But in both cases, these programs are run by people that I know, like, and trust and respect. And so I think you can be successful with either program. Personally, right now, I'm most involved with Forever Affiliate, and I've got my focus there right now. So if you're looking to follow along with what I'm doing, I guess Forever, if that gives a kind of more of a leaning to Forever Affiliate. But I will tell you that one of the things that's really cool about Microsite Profits is that there's an incredibly active Facebook, private Facebook community that you get access to whenever you join that course. And so there'll be plenty of support there as well. So I think you're good to go either way. And of course, if you want to use my affiliate links for these programs, as I mentioned before, they're at latenightim.com/MSP for Microsite Profits, and latenightim.com/FA for Forever Affiliate. There's even one for Internet Business Mastery Academy at IBMA. So I hope that helps you on that. I think the key thing for you is going to be to pick something, and I think any one of those three would be excellent, and take action. The key to being successful is taking massive action in this business. And so with regard to this information paralysis and what do I do? I can't decide what to do. there's a lot of this going around in internet marketing. This is a very common problem. And you see two things. You see people that are in the spot that Joe is in, where they're trying to figure out how to pull the trigger and go, and they want to make sure that they pull the trigger and they're aiming at the right thing. And I think that's right. That's the right-minded idea. But at some point, you've got to jump off and go. And so, you know, I definitely recommend that you do that. You pick someone that you know, like, and trust, and you follow what they're doing and stick with it. But then the other thing that's key is that you've got to push all the way through. You've got to avoid being distracted by the 14 other things. You've got to avoid picking Forever Affiliate and doing that for 6 weeks, and then jumping over to Microsite Profits and doing that for 6 weeks, and then jumping over to the next shiny object and doing that for 6 weeks. You'll do that for months and months and years, and you'll look back and you will have spent, you know, thousands of dollars on things that are half finished. And I, you know, I tell you this because I have that in my personal experience. Remember, I've been doing this and experimenting with things and trying things since 2007. And I've had my fair share of distractions along the way. So I know of what I speak. So what I think you should do is, you know, pick something and then, you know, decide what you're going to do and then do it, and then put your wallet away and stay focused on that and make it work. Now, what I want to share it with something with you in this regard. Andrew Hansen, who, as you know, is the Forever Affiliate guy, one of the things that a lot of people know about Andrew is he is an incredibly good affiliate marketer. He knows how to make money with affiliate marketing. He does it in a very straightforward way. Forever Affiliate is a very white hat approach to everything, including the link building. And, you know, he's just a straight up good affiliate marketer, kind of no nonsense kind of guy who really understands what's going on with Google and the search engines and so forth. The thing that is not as well appreciated with Andrew is what a great motivational teacher he is inside these courses. And I want to share with you a part of an email that he sent out to the private coaching forum earlier this week. Now, remember, for a little context in this, we're in week five, just starting week five of a very aggressive Forever Affiliate private coaching course where he's really, I mean, this is, you know, we're moving along at quite a pace. The regular video course that you buy, of course, is self-paced. But if you sign up for the coaching lasts 6 weeks, and to get through all this material in 6 weeks is, you know, people are moving along at a great clip. Here's what Andrew has to say to people in general, as he's had, you know, been in the forums and kind of had his finger on the pulse of the community of 300 Forever Affiliate coaching students there. Andrew says, I have something important to tell you today. About this time in the coaching program, something curious happens for all of us. The first couple of weeks are over and the excitement may have worn off a bit. You might have hit a couple of hurdles or feel like you're getting behind, and you might feel like you're not as far along as you thought you would be. This is the time we need to be very careful, because at this time, little decisions get made in our minds that have big impacts, and we often don't realize it. We make little decisions like, maybe I'll take my foot off the gas a little bit, or maybe this isn't for me, or maybe I'm not cut out for this, or maybe I made a mistake with X, and so on. The point is, this is where you have to stop for a second and think. You have to stop and consciously remove yourself from the thinking pattern you've been in, and just stop and take yourself outside of it for a moment and see things like the reasons you are in the course to begin with, what you hope to accomplish, and you might be able to see how far you've come from where you started, and you might even be a little bit proud of yourself. You might see that wherever you are right now in the program, you're not the only one, that there are other people in the program that are exactly where you are. And with these things in your view, you might make some different decisions. Here's the thing. This is the point where people start to quit. But you can't quit. You don't have a good reason to quit. Most people who buy internet marketing courses don't do anything with it. But you're not most people. You're committed. You're here. You've taken action. And you've taken a lot of action, even if you feel like you're just getting started. You've done more already than most people will ever do. And that has put you closer to success with this business than most people will ever get. Closer to success than you ever realized. Listen, if something's bothering you, if you're downtrodden, discouraged, or having trouble getting motivated, don't sit around and let those silly thoughts stew and push you into a decision that you'll regret. You've got my undivided attention for the 6 weeks of the program, and that's why I'm here. People are making sales with this program now every day. On average, a new sale thread in the forum is already popping up each day, and there's no reason the next one can't be yours. Don't quit on the 1 yard line. Pick that energy up and let's do this. See you on Thursday, Andrew. So here's the thing. So that email is specific to what's going on in the Forever Affiliate Coaching Program, but it is absolutely generic to every internet marketing program that I've ever been a part of. And the points that Andrew makes are, it's really easy to get started on something like internet marketing when it's new and fresh and you're excited and it's all good. You've got all kinds of energy. But then two things start to happen. One thing that starts to happen is you start to second guess some of the decisions that you're making. Did I buy the right course? Am I picking the right niches? Did I do the keyword research right? Is my website okay? Is my content good enough? And on and on and on. And all of that doubt mounts up and eventually gives you a reason to quit. It lowers the barrier to quitting. And then the other thing that happens is you hit obstacles. You try to outsource some articles and the articles are horrible, or you've got a budget for outsourcing and you can't quite get it done for that price, or there's some PHP problem on your website that you don't know how to solve, or your server is not working right, or something, or maybe many somethings. And that lowers your barrier to quitting. And eventually you decide to watch NCIS for a couple of nights instead of working on whatever it is that you're supposed to be working on. And a few nights turns into a couple of weeks. And by then you've lost all your momentum and it's impossible to find your way back. That's what Andrew is talking about. And again, Andrew's talking specifically about what's going on in Forever Affiliate right now, which is one of the most vibrant and exciting communities that I've ever been a part of online. And but he's looking after these people, trying to make sure that they complete the program, because he knows that if they can complete the program, they're going to like the results. You can learn a lesson from what Andrew has to say to his coaching students. Whatever it is that you're working on or you're contemplating working on, you need to go ahead and keep pushing and keep making progress on that business. So, Joe, to you, I say, I hope that helps you. Take some action. Don't be afraid to do that. Follow through, and whatever you do, don't quit. All right, enough Tony Robbins, Stephen Covey motivational mumbo jumbo. Time to talk about affiliate marketing. So I want to talk about two kinds of affiliate marketing. I want to talk about my own personal affiliate marketing real quick, because I promised you I would. And then I want to talk about general affiliate marketing. We keep talking about finding niches and thinking about keywords and so forth. So one of the things that I promised I would do is I'm going through this Forever Affiliate course with the intention of actually creating new passive income streams. And I've decided that the right thing to do, we know that the hit rate on these kind of sites is not 100%, even for somebody who's been doing it for quite some time, like I have, the hit rate's not 100%. And so I would really like to end up with 10 sites that were really profitable by the end of the year. And not just a little profitable, but, you know, 10 really good, strong sites. And so my experience is with something like this, that 75% of the sites will be profitable, but only half of them, and maybe even slightly less than that, will be really profitable, where I, you know, feel like, wow, that was really great decisions. I made a bunch of great decisions in a row. So I'm planning on building 20 sites totally between now and the end of this year, using the Forever Affiliate methodology. I'm sticking to it, I would say, exactly. And we're going to find out what happens. I'm going to report to you the status of these 20 sites every couple of weeks here in the podcast. I'm not going to tell you exactly what the sites are. I'm not going to tell you the URLs, but I am going to tell you the earnings on the sites and what's going on with the keywords and the traffic and all that kind of stuff. And I've broken the Forever Affiliate course down into something on the order of 50 trackable actions that I need to take on each site between now and the end of the year. Now, obviously, I'm not going to be working on every site all the whole time equally between now and the end of the year. I'll do a few at a time. But what I'll report to you is the percent completion of these 20 sites. So I'll be able to tell you, you know, site one is 37% complete, and site four is not started yet, and site three is 20% complete. And we'll track that through, and through both the building of the sites and the promotion. And I'll also be able to tell you what's going on with the earnings. And when we get to the end of the year, we can see what happened. And maybe what will happen is there will be enormous amounts of cash flow, and maybe what will happen is there won't, but whatever happens, you'll know about it. So that's the plan for Forever Affiliate and my participation in that. Okay. So then the other topic that I wanted to get to this week, we need to start talking about keyword research. So this is a difficult topic to talk about in a podcast. I mean, we're going to, but it's more well suited to a webinar. One of the requests that I got on the Facebook fan page, tons of traffic, by the way, starting to come on the Facebook fan page. We've had a lot of fun this week, kind of goofing off over there and talking about different stuff, both in the public Facebook fan page over at latenightim.com/Facebook. And in the private Facebook fan page for Forever Affiliate members, we've been having a lot of fun, a lot of traffic. That group is up to 30 people. And if you bought Forever Affiliate through my link and you want to join us, come on, we need you. We're having a good time over there. I invite you to come chat with us over on the Facebook fan page. I'm pretty active over there, and if you say something, I'm liable to reply. So come on over. But so last week we talked about, we've got these, you know, we find these keywords, and ideally we're picking these niches based on keywords that we think we can win. We're finding keywords in our niche that we think we can win. And what we talked a little bit about what that means, and the two criteria that we decided that we had for keywords were that they needed to have enough traffic to make it worth going after the keyword. If only 100 people a month are searching for a keyword and we expect to make a nickel for every 10 visitors or something, that's not enough visitors to make it worth our while. So we've got to pick keywords that have enough traffic so that it makes sense to go ahead and pick those keywords. And that's something that you can get straight out of the Google keyword tool, or you can use one of the two tools that I use most. Lately, I've been using Keyword Canine almost exclusively. It pulls its search volume results from the Google keyword tool, but you can find that tool and learn more about it over at latenightim.com/KC. And Josh Spalding and Jonathan Leger continue to add features to that. And one of the features they've added recently is a related keyword niche discovery feature that I've been using quite a bit in Forever Affiliate to do keyword research. And the bottom line is, depending on what revenue you expect to generate for each keyword, that'll kind of give you a sense of what size keywords you need to attack. You know, how many searches per month you need to make the keyword worth attacking. Again, there's not a magic number. A lot of internet marketers and these gurus that are teaching online will tell you, well, you need to search for keywords that have at least 1,700.5 searches per month. Well, it depends on what you're going to do with the keyword. And sometimes, by the way, it depends on how many keywords you think you're going to attack on a site. The Corn Sheller site, as an example, has 10 keywords that are major contributors to the search rankings, and they're pretty diverse. There's the keyword corn sheller, obviously, but there's also antique corn shellers and John Deere corn sheller and a bunch of other corn sheller related keywords, and some keywords that don't even have the words corn sheller in them that are contributing to the search traffic. So you need to kind of take all that into consideration. That's pretty easy because you can read those numbers and just kind of decide. Kind of the hard part is trying to decide what the competition is like. And I guess, you know, one of the things that we see is a lot of these tools, including Keyword Canine, they have an algorithm in them that will give you kind of a stoplight chart that will tell you whether the keyword is easy, medium, or hard to rank for. And actually, some of those can be pretty good. I kind of like the one in Keyword Canine. I kind of use it. But really, the only way that you can really determine what the competitive strength of other people on the first page of Google is by analyzing the particular keyword that you're trying to rank for and judging that against the kind of work that you're willing to do to get the ranking. So the typical measure that we use for deciding whether or not keywords are competitive is the number of backlinks that they have. And more specifically, particularly in the post-Panda and post-Penguin era, there's more and more evidence that suggests that the quality of those links is being taken into consideration. So if you've got a bunch of spammy links from some, blog farm in Russia, which is where a lot of these link farms are originated out of, you're going to find that those links have less authority and will often eventually result in a penalty. So just because you look at a website and at the moment it's ranked, but it has 50,000 links, that doesn't mean that those guys are going to dominate for all time, because Google is making their way through those websites and knocking them out. And you'll find sometimes there are websites that are ranking for keywords that you would love to own and could make a really good profit with if you did own the first ranking for those keywords. And you'll find that they don't have thousands of links. They've got hundreds or tens of links. And then the other thing that I think is important, has become more and more important, that there's less emphasis on the amount of links, at least it seems to me, based on what I'm seeing both in Forever Affiliate and in my own experience as I cruise around the internet trying to figure this stuff out. There's less emphasis on the total number of links and a lot more emphasis on the number of referring domains. Now, this is not really a new idea, but when you're looking at tools like Majestic SEO, for example, make sure that one of the things that you're paying the most attention to when you're looking at competition is the number of domains that are linking back to the domain that you're competing with. Now, just as a refresher, I know most of you know this, we've been over this many times, but we get new listeners every day. Remember that what causes a page to rank in Google has to do with on-page search engine optimization, or SEO. In other words, cues that help Google understand what the page is actually about, like the title tag for the page, and off-page SEO, like, you know, in this case, mostly backlinks. And what we're finding is these backlinks, you don't need nearly as many as you used to, and the quality of those links is a lot more important than it used to be. And most importantly, the distribution of the anchor text is way more important than it used to be. And one of the things you'll find, and there was just an article in Search Engine Journal about this week, is one of the most critical things is to make sure that your branded links far outweigh your keyword targeted links. What are branded links? Branded links are links that have something to do with your brand. If the name of your blog is the Late Night Internet Marketing Blog, then you should have a ton of links that just say Late Night Internet Marketing Blog, even if the keyword that you're trying to rank for is something like Learn Affiliate Marketing. You shouldn't have, like in the old days, you shouldn't have 80% of your keywords that say Learn Affiliate Marketing. That's not natural. Most of your keywords should either be what your blog name is, that's your brand, or your URL, which is also your brand, your naked URL. Because when real people link back to you, that's usually the way they do it. They talk, or they link with something that's completely random, like click here to read more, that sort of stuff. So those are the kinds of things that we're starting to see in these rankings. And I guess what we need to do in a future episode is talk some more about how to pick keywords based on competition, because that's really kind of the key idea there. The tools that I like for this, of course, are Market Samurai and Keyword Canine. They both give you a pretty good idea of competition, but I think it's important that we talk some more about kind of what those tools are doing underneath the covers, what kind of data that they're looking at. And we'll try to do that next week. So I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for being a part of this one. I hope you enjoyed my rant on staying motivated and not quitting internet marketing. I don't know, as I've said many times, most of the people that I know that have failed in internet marketing have quit too soon. You don't want to be part of that mess. And I hope you enjoyed our call from Kansas City. That was really cool. And I'll see you soon. Well, by now you know as well as I do that the sound of that music means that it's time to bring yet another episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast to a close. I hope you found something valuable inside this episode that you can apply in your own internet business. I really do believe that you can get everything you want in life by getting other people what they want. And I hope I got you a little something that you want in this episode. Let me know how your business is going. Stop by the Facebook fan page and just say hello. Now go make some progress on your internet business. If you do a little of that every day, after a while, you're going to love the results.
Thank you for listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. This show rocks because of listeners just like you. And we really hope you enjoy this episode. We want to hear from you. Stop by latenightim.com/feedback and leave a comment, ask a question, record a message, or leave a review on iTunes. Mark does his very best to respond to each and every listener personally. Just let us know how we can help. Until next week, and have an absolutely fantastic day.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you
a shout out to the Texas Rangers opening day at the ballpark this week. Very exciting. I love baseball, as many of you know. Played a lot when I was a little kid, so and I miss it every day, but that's why I'm playing softball, so that helps a little, although softball is not the same as baseball, but it's fun. When you're old and you don't move around as good, it helps, I guess. I had a listener comment on something that I wrote on Facebook, and the phrase, or maybe it was in Twitter, the phrase that he used was, "Holy flying cats." And that, "Holy flying cats!" And that made me laugh out loud this week. So that was a good happy moment. So shout out to Matthias there with the holy flying cats. Come on over and see me on the Facebook fan page. I've been really having a lot of fun over there, and I'd love to talk to you. So drop on by and just say howdy, because that's what we say here in Texas. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.